Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
After years of legal battles, sealed records, and intense online speculation, the Justice Department is releasing what a senior DOJ official says are several hundred thousand documents tied to the investigations of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein's ties to the rich and powerful and his death by suicide in federal custody have fueled conspiracy theories for years. Now a massive trove of records is becoming public. Sorting through it all is a huge task. ABC News Justice correspondent Alex Mallon is part of the team digging into those files. Alex joins us now with what we know and what may finally come to light. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, great to be with you guys.
So what exactly is being released today, and did you just get the first batch?
We actually have not. They have not been yet posted, although we did expect, based on sources that we were speaking to, that they could be posted as soon as 3 p.m. I mean, given this is expected to be such a vast trove of documents, I mean, we heard the number two official with DOJ, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche, say earlier today and in an interview later this afternoon with ABC that he expects there's going to be hundreds of thousands of files that are posted to the website today. He says that hundreds of thousands more will be posted in the coming weeks. And now that those comments actually, though, have earned him a lot of rebuke from people on the Hill, lawmakers, both Republicans and Democrats, who say that the letter of the law that was passed by Congress 30 days ago mandated that the Justice Department had to release the entirety of its files by today. Today was the final day that they were supposed to have all those files. Now, it's not clear what recourse, you know, the lawmakers may have because there's not really an enforcement mechanism in that law. But real stern comments from lawmakers that we've been hearing who are outraged that the Justice Department is still kind of dragging its feet on this.
So, Alex, you mentioned you had heard from a source that you should probably count on 3 p.m. That's 3 p.m. Eastern time because we're on Central Time, 2:42. So the fact that you have not received those documents yet, that first batch, are you thinking anything into that? Or is it just that there are a lot of documents here and maybe it's delayed?
I mean, I really think it's got to be attributable to the fact that there's such a massive file that they're trying to get online, and, you know, it's unclear what testing they may have done. Again, it's kind of important to point out that there was nothing that restricted the Justice Department over the past 30 days from doing a rollout of these files. There was nothing that suggested that they should wait all until the, you know, last day of this deadline. And we heard from Deputy Attorney General Blanche that he says that it's because that there's just so many, I mean, hundreds of thousands, maybe over a million files in total, that at least 180 lawyers with the Justice Department have been poring over trying to make various redactions regarding victims' names. And just to kind of clear up the speculation, I think that a lot of people have in their minds, Deputy Attorney General Blanche told our Chief Justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, that there has been no order in his word to redact the name of President Trump or any other high-profile individual who associated with Epstein.
So then, Alex, what legal recourse could come if that deadline is missed? Because you have Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer accusing the administration of filing some sort of cover-up on all of this as this deadline is here. But what sort of legal recourse could actually come?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great question because the law itself really does not pave the way for there to be any kind of, you know, proceeding that's immediately kicked off. I think that what you could see, we've heard from Democrats saying, you know, that they're weighing their legal options. That could be in the form of a federal lawsuit. You know, what we saw similar to when the Trump administration just declined to enforce that TikTok ban that was passed almost, you know, over a year ago now. That there is a law in the books right now that says that TikTok should not be operating in the U.S., but it has continued to operate just based solely on the, you know, jurisdiction of the administration saying that it does not have to enforce that law. So whether they just kind of give a similar justification here for not releasing these files, then it just becomes down, it just boils down to whether there's enough pressure from lawmakers on Capitol Hill to really, force the administration to release all these documents in their entirety.
Can you walk our fans through the process for reviewing hundreds of thousands of documents? I know I've got documents out in the morning. I've got my highlighter here. And sometimes I'm going through like 40 pages, 50 pages. But we're talking about hundreds of thousands of documents in this case.
Yeah, and we're also talking about potentially thousands of pictures, and you'd have to go through each picture to make sure that they don't have, you know, reference or a face of a victim that was maybe one of the people victimized by Jeffrey Epstein and his convicted associate Ghislaine Maxwell. We've heard from the Justice Department previously, there's also potentially thousands of videos at issue in this case file. I mean, it really is hard to imagine the amount of work time that is being dedicated to this. I mean, when you think about 180 lawyers, largely from DOJ's National Security Division, who've been tasked with this rather than doing their day-to-day jobs of, you know, ensuring that the country is safe from threats to the homeland. I mean, it's just really remarkable the amount of time that's being poured through these. And I think back just to, you know, when we were dealing as reporters with the release of Hillary Clinton's emails in advance of the 2016 election, we had a dedicated team stood up of about 20 reporters who were going through those over a course of several weeks. And that was just 40,000 emails that were at issue there. We're talking potentially in north of a million here. I mean, just it's really going to be like finding a needle in a haystack when you're looking at, you know, what documents might be highlighted by certain people or other people across the internet. It's really going to be a hard task, I think, kind of insurmountable just in my mind at this moment.
And in the political aspect of things, you have House Republican leaders yesterday canceling votes that had been scheduled, so that advanced their holiday recess again a day before this bill deadline set in a bill for today to get these files out. Is the timing coincidental here, or is something more at play?
Well, I mean, I think that you've seen from especially House Speaker Mike Johnson, he suffered a big defeat, you know, trying to prevent this from ever getting to the floor. He basically closed down the House of Representatives for over a month just to prevent this discharge petition. He didn't swear in a Democratic member who had been, you know, lawfully elected to her position because she would have been the final vote to get this bill onto the House floor. And then you saw the administration, which did vehemently oppose this, then backtrack after it, you know, overwhelmingly passed both chambers of Congress, and then they said that they did support it. But just based here on the Justice Department where I'm currently sitting, I mean, this has been nearly 300 days since Attorney General Pam Bondi went to the White House, had those binders that included, you know, no new information, and said that she had an Epstein client list sitting on her desk waiting to be released. I mean, and then it's just been a kind of cascading series of obfuscations going back and forth over whether they were going to ever see these materials released. And now, you know, it may be in the hands of a technical difficulty where we may not even see these files by the end of the day. Who knows?
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I was just about to ask you, can we just continue to talk to you until possibly our show is done and you get them and you can say, okay, they just came in, I got them.
I do have a 350 hit, but otherwise, you know, I would love to be sitting here with you guys and just hitting refresh all day.
Right. Okay. One more quick question before we let you go so you can get to that other hit. What is the first thing that once you actually get those documents that you're going to be looking for? Is there one thing that you're just going to be paging through being like, I'm trying to find this?
I mean, there's so much in these documents that could be revealed that actually could give really great insight into Jeffrey Epstein's, you know, past. I think that, like, all the previous documents from when he was not charged back in 2007, when the Justice Department entered that really controversial non-prosecution agreement that, you know, paved the way for him to be able to abuse dozens more girls over the course of the remaining years before he was again charged by the Justice Department under the first Trump administration. I mean, I think that there's a lot of real looking back and seeing what was the Justice Department going through, what were they considering, and why they ended up not seeking, you know, their own criminal case against him on sex trafficking charges. And then also, you know, obviously everybody in the world is going to be looking for any other images, pictures, evidence of high-profile associates of Jeffrey Epstein to see if there's anything incriminating about people. We've seen, you know, the collapse of people like Prince Andrew overseas just because of his associations with Jeffrey Epstein, the collapse of Harvard President Larry Summers. It's just the volume of people who did associate with him, even if after it was known that he was, you know, doing inappropriate and often unlawful things with young girls. It's really served to taint a lot of people's reputation. And I think that for most people is going to be what they're looking for.
ABC News Justice reporter Alex Mallon, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
More Epstein files released as the Trump DOJ deadline hits.